Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin. We open with a quote from the Mishnah. We are dealing, of course, with the continuing topic of agents who bring a get from Medinas Hayam and don't say the formal complete declaration of Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. Rather, we see combinations. And here we continue with a quote from the Mishnah, Echod Oimer Befonai Nechtav. One says that the get was written in front of me. The Shnayim Oimrim Befonenu Nechtam. The get was signed in front of us. Kosher. So the Mishnah rules that that is acceptable. Before we continue into the Gemara itself, we glance at the side where we have a Nosei / Mivneh, Nosei topic heading, Mivneh, structural note. Diamonds will appear in the Sugya, and we also have a Roman numerals 1 and 2. These are Shtei L'Shoinois B'Rabbi Ami, two versions of Rabbi Ami B'Inyan, Shnayim Shaviu Get Mimedinas Hayam, two who bring a get from abroad, from outside Eretz Yisrael, Itzrichim Loimar B'Foneinu Nechtav U'B'Foneinu Nechtam. We know that one, a singular agent, a singular Shaliach, has to say that, as we've explained so many times since the beginning of the Masichta. But what happens if two people are agents for bringing the get? So our Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shanu elo shaget yoitze mitachas yad eid ksiva. The teaching of the Mishnah that one says Befonai Nechtav, two say Befoneinu Nechtam, that that's okay, that's provided the agent for bringing the get is the one that said Befonai Nechtav. That way you have the believability of a shliach, the special provision for accepting a shliach, a singular a voice of testimony when it comes to gittin. So a singular voice of testimony coming from the agent, that's considered like two. So regarding the ksiva having been done properly, been done in the lishma, I have in effect the power of two witnesses. And with that then, I have an also two witnesses on the signing. As the Gemara says, Dinasu kishnayim alze u kishnayim alze. This way, you have like two on the writing, because that's the agent declaring that it was written properly, and two actual witnesses verifying the signatures, even though they were not the agents of conveyance. Aval mitachas yedei eidei chasima posel. If in this scenario, if the Mishnah was describing a case where one said Befonai Nechtav, but he wasn't the agent for bringing the get, who were the agents? The two that testify concerning the authenticity of the signatures. If that is the case, then the get conveyance is possible, is invalid. Why? Alma Kosova, you see from here, Shnayim Shaviu Get Mi B'Des Hayam, Srichin Shiyomru, the even if two are the agents, not just a singular agent, but even in the case of two agents that are appointed to bring the get together from outside Eretz Israel, they have to say b'foneinu nechtav u'b'foneinu nechtam. And in the case of the Mishnah, all the agents, the actual agent said was b'foneinu nechtam. They didn't say the entire text. Omar le Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Asi turns to Reb Ami, Elo me'ato reisha de katoni. According to what you're saying, the reisha of the Mishnah that teaches shnayim oimer b'foneinu nechtav, v'echad oimer b'fonai nechtam. Posel Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. V'afinu get yoytze mitachas yedei shnehem pasli rabbonon. In that case, are you going to say that the Rabbonin who rule Pasul, even if the two are the agents, the two that said Bifoneinu Nechtav, being that they didn't say the balance of the phrase Bifoneinu Nechtam as well, are you going to say that the Rabbonin will rule the get to be invalid? Omar Lei in? Rav Asi said, Rav Ami answers, yes. Now, the Gemara shifts into the, we'll say, the second version. Zimnin Ashkechei Diyosi V'komar. On another occasion, Rav Asi met up with Rav Ami, hearing Rav Ami saying, De'afilu get yoytze mitachas yedei eidei chasimo kosher. In the case quoted at the beginning of today's shir, you had one saying in front of me the get was written, two saying in front of us it was signed, and the Mishnah ruled it's kosher. And here we have Rab Ami saying it's kosher even if the get is being brought by the Eidei Chasima. Well, let's think about what's happening then. The actual agents aren't saying the entire text. They're just, they are saying b'foneinu nechtam. Someone else is saying b'fonai nechtam, but he's not the shaliach, he's not the appointed agent for bringing the get. So what do you see from this? Alma Kosovar, according to Reb Ami here, it seems, shnayim shaviyu get midas hayam, when you have two people bringing a get from abroad, they're serving as the agents of conveyance, the shluchim. Ein tzrichin shiomru b'foneinu nechtav u'b'foneinu nechtam. The obligation of an agent saying that is if he's a sole agent, he's a singular agent. But if there are two, then the ruling, the obligation of saying the whole phrase is not binding. Omar le Rabbi Asi elo me'ato. Well, according to what you are saying now about the seifa of the Mishnah, reisha dekotoni, shnayim omrim b'foneinu nechtav, v'echad omrim b'fonai nechtam, posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Taima, why do the Rabbanan say posel? De'ein haget yoytze mitachas yedei shnehem, because the get is not coming through the agency of the two that said b'foneinu nechtav, and as a result, you have a single agent who is saying only half the phrase. He's only saying b'foneinu nechtav, and that's why it's not kosher. Oh, get yoytze mitachas yedei shneim machshir rabbonan. If the get were coming through the agency of the two that said b'foneinu nechtav, would the Rabbanan say it's kosher? Even though they didn't say the whole phrase, all they said was b'foneinu nechtav, they made no reference to the chasima. Omar Leyin, Rabami says, that's right, I would say it's kosher. Because when two people are serving as agents, they don't have to say the whole phrase. The Gemara asks, Rav Asi asks, "V'hazimnin lo amris lan hachiban on the previous occasion, you didn't say thusly." If you just look back over the Gemara, focus on the markings. We had diamond number one in the Gemara text Alma Kosovar. And note under that the dashed underline, Srifin Shiyomru. At that point, Rav Ami had said that when two are functioning as agents, they are no different than a singular agent. They have to say the whole declaration. Bufaneinu nichtav, bufaneinu nichtav. Look at your second diamond and the dashed underlining. What do you see? It says there, Ein Srifin Shiyomru. We squiggle line the word Ein, because that's the key, we'll say, transition word that needs special emphasis. So when you compare the two presentations of Rav Ami, you seem to have, we have a clear inconsistency. And that's what Rav Asi is asking. But how can you say now, Ein Srichen Shiyomru, and before you said Srichen Shiyomru? Omar Lei, Rav Ami says, Yoseid Hi Shelo Tomud. We're not going to translate that literally. But what Rashi says that this means is this is a the second version is the truthful version, is the accurate version, and don't deviate from it. Meaning that two who are serving as agents, they don't have to make the declaration. And now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah deals with the we'll say the timing, the dating of a shtar, and of a specifically of a get. Nichtav b'yom v'nechtav b'yom. We're going to see three cases that are acceptable and a fourth case that is puzzle with Rabbi Shimon disagreeing. So the first case is the body of the get is written by day, and in writing the body of the get there's also a date that accompanies that. V'nechtav b'yom, and the signing takes place that same day. Balayla v'nechtam balayla, or it's written at night and it's signed by the witnesses at night. Balayla v'nechtam v'yom kosher. In standard Jewish law, the night is the beginning of the day. Night begins at sunset, sundown. That's the beginning of the, we'll say, the next day. Sundown and the appearance of three stars. So if the get was written at night, and it was signed by day, namely the following day, kosher, because it's all within the same calendar date. B'yom v'nechtam b'layla, if the get was written by day, and as we said, when you're writing the get, you're also assigning the, or also including the date. And then v'nechtam b'layla, it was signed at night. The get doesn't become a get. It doesn't have any legal strength until the signatures appear in it. But what happened here is that the signatures appeared at night when the, we'll say, the calendar date changed to one day ahead. That's puzzle. The reason for it being puzzle is, we can say in a very abbreviated fashion, because it's muktam. It's a, in effect, a predated get. The date doesn't match the time that it takes effect. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon is not disturbed by the fact that it was written by day and signed by night. Shoyer Rabbi Shimon, Imer kol hagitim shenichtavu b'yoyim v'nechtam b'alayla, all Gittin is, this is a tricky word, means all shtoros, other legal documents, like a bill of sale, a gift given in a through a shtar, or a loan document, any document that is written by day and signed at night are psulin, are rejected, are invalid. Chutz migite noshim, with the exception of the divorce document of women, that is not a document that is designed for enabling collection of money to take place. That's not its design. Its purpose is to free the woman to marry someone else. When we look at the Rashi on the Mishnah, we have the Rashi says, B'yoim v'nechtam b'layla. We're looking at Rashi basically in the middle of the page of Rashi commentary. That is, if it's the get was written by day and signed by night, Muktam hu. It's a predated document. Demashamehu yoima igusho. It appears that from the day, the date that appears in the get, That's when she was divorced. But in reality, she's not divorced till the next day. We'll explain what is the reason for this deficiency. The Mishnah mentioned that all predated documents, in other words, when the document is written and a date is assigned, and it's not the same date as when the witnesses put their signatures to the document, those gittin, those documents, are puzzle. Rashi says, Psulin, the Osi, the Mitraf, Lukuchos, Miyomid, the Ksiva, Vishalokidin. Let's say the lender who had received a document like this, in effect, is receiving a document that says that the loan took place on, we'll say, just for example purposes, the first of the month. That's the date with Aleph Nisan was written in the loan document, and the witness is signed at night. The night is already Beis Nisan, but since the document appears as if it were signed, as if the loan were extended on Aleph Nisan, from that point the loan of the borrower and all of his properties becomes subjugated to the malva, to the lender, so that if the borrower were, let us to say, to sell properties on that day, Aleph Nisan, the lender would be able to seize them as having what he claims is a lien on those properties. But in fact, the loan did not take place on Aleph Nisan. The loan took place only on Beis Nisan. So properties that the borrower sold, he had a right to sell, and the malva has no right to seize upon them. The sale was made prior to the loan, prior to his his establishing a lien. We now turn to the Gemara. Itmar mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Why is a date necessary in a divorce document? After all, the divorce document is not designed as an instrument of financial importance. It's not designed to be a means of collecting money. When you're dealing with documents that entitle the holder to collect money, so the date is very important to establish from what point the holder of the document has collection powers from those purchasers out there who bought properties from the one who is indebted to you. But in the case of a get, what's the significance of having a date? Here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We've highlighted their names with a double underline, and on the side of the Gemara, on our nosei / mivne heading, the double underline features the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Neimah tiknu zman begitin. Why was zman established to be written into divorce documents? Rabbi Yochanan will tell us bas achoso, and Reish Lakish says because of peros nirsei malug. So let's just say a word or two before we go into the Gemara text about this. Rabbi Yochanan envisions a case where a man is married to his niece, Bas Achoso, the daughter of his sister. And as life progresses, there are certain unfortunate realities that one has to consider, that maybe one's wife was unfaithful and she had intimacy with some other man. If a woman is charged with having had intimacy with another man and she can whip out a divorce document claiming that she was divorced, so she's free. She's not subject to the capital punishment that a married woman would be subject to. It's a wrong thing to engage in promiscuity and lewdness, but nevertheless, the death penalty, that's only in the case of a married woman as opposed to a divorced woman. So we have a possibility of a man's wife, and here we're using the specific example of Bas Achoso. A man was married to his niece and she went off and had intimacy with another man. Her husband obviously is not happy with that situation, but he's also confronted with the possibility that his niece is going to be executed. So how could he save her? Well, he could save her by writing up a divorce document. Leave no date in there, and she'll claim, well, I'm a divorced woman, and whenever I had the intimacy, I was already divorced. When in fact, she might still have been married. So in order to preempt a husband having mercy for his, or as for a husband out of mercy, trying to fudge up his wife's marital status by giving her the get to save her life. After all, there's the separate relationship here of uncle with niece, and he has compassion for her, even though she was unfaithful. So we say, no, you can't do things like that. You have to put a date in the document, and then we'll match the date with regard to the time of the immorality. If the immorality preceded the date in the get, so she will have to be executed. So the Rabbanan instituted putting dates in divorce documents as a preemptive measure for a case of an uncle married to his niece where she behaved immorally, and he would attempt to save her with giving her an undated get, enabling her to say, I've been divorced from before the time of the promiscuity. Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Peros. We look in Rashi, Mishum Peros, toward the end, Shemizman Haget V'Elech, from the date written in the get onwards, Im Yimkor Habal B'Peros Nichse Malug Shelah, if the husband sells the fruits from Malug properties. These are fields and the like that a woman brings into a marriage. The husband doesn't accept any obligation over regarding the value of maintaining the value of those properties, but he has the permission to benefit from the fruits. That's the usufruct rights that the husband has with regard to nifsei maluk. So what does that mean in practical terms? Not only can the husband eat the fruit, but he can also harvest the fruit and sell them and enjoy the profits. When a man divorces his wife, obviously, he is not entitled to benefit from those properties that she brought into the marriage as nichsei malug. He is cut off. He is restrained from selling the produce any further. So if a get does not have a date in it, so we don't know from what point his collection rights, his rights to the fruit, was cut off. So the Rashi says, "Mishum perush shemizman aget ve'elich, from the date in the get onwards, im yimkor abal beperzuk say malug shela, if the husband tries to sell those fruits from the properties that she brought into the marriage, tigveim, she will go and seize their collection. She will go to the purchasers and say, hey, you had no right to buy those fruits because you bought it from someone who had no right to sell them. That's if the husband sells the fruits after the date in the get. V'imlo hoya bozman, if there was no date in the get, yemoyche v'aylech, that husband will just go sell more and more and more. Ukshetitva l'din haviyodal atachteina sheyomar lo koydem gerushin mocharti. If there was no date in the get, the husband would just sell and sell and sell, and when he would be summoned to court, so her claims would be weaker. That's Yodal Atrachtona. Because he, the husband, will be able to tell her, it's true you were divorced, but I was selling the fruits before the divorce actually took place. By having a date in it, the husband is restricted. He knows at which point he has to stop selling the fruits. The Gemara continues. Let's now see this in the text. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Basa Choso. The reason for a date in the shtar is to preempt the husband protecting his wife, his niece, and Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Peros. We need to have a date in the shtar and to know from which point the husband can no longer sell the peros of the Maluk properties. Reish Lakish my time alomar Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish feature the issue of peros and not explain like Rabbi Yochanan? Omar Loch, so Reish Lakish answers. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Znus lo shchicha. The issue of one's wife behaving immorally with another man is unusual. It's not common, and therefore the Chachamim wouldn't have instituted a halacha for something that's uncommon. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who spoke about the peros nichse maluk, why doesn't he, I should say Rabbi Yochanan, who was concerned with the issue of basa choso, with the immorality, why does he not adopt Reish Lakish's reason that the date is for peros purposes? The Gemara answers, Kosova Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, yesh labal peros ad shas nesino. The husband continues with the rights to the fruits of those nichse maluk properties that belong to his wife. He can sell and sell until the get is actually given. Therefore, the date that appears in the get has no significance as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned for peros. Because even though there's a date, the husband has legal rights to continue selling until he actually delivers the get to his wife. Bishlama l'Reish Lakish, mishum hachi komachshir Rabbi Shimon. It's because of this that a husband does not have fruit rights from the point that he decides to divorce her. The term that's used for that you find is nosan einov legarsha, from the point that he thinks to divorce her, the husband loses the rights. And that idea of the time that he thinks to divorce her, that obviously is going to be before the time of the actual giving of the get. And as a result, that's why, according to Reish Lakish, we understand why Rabbi Shimon is machshir a get that is, We'll say mukdam. If we look in the Rashi on the third line from the top, mishum hachi machshir Reb Shimon beget mukdam ki de omar likamon kosov Reb Shimon kivan shenasan ein of legarsha shuv ein lo peros. Once a husband has in mind to divorce her, even without actually delivering the get, he loses out on her peros. Hilkoch im asio lemitraf lekuchos de peros miyom ksiva. Therefore, if the woman goes to seize upon the purchasers of fruits from the date of the writing of the get, shapir avda, it's legitimate. Taima de rabbonon lekamei meforsh. Why the rabbonon say it's possible will be explained later. So, as far as Reish Lakish, who says that a husband loses rights to the fruits from the point that he even thinks about divorcing her, which is before the time of the giving of the get, so the date in the get has true peros significance, because it's from that point, even though she's not actually divorced, he can no longer sell the fruits. Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon de Machshir, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that a husband has fruits until Shas Nesina, why would Reb Shimon allow a shtar, a get, that's mukdam? As far as Reb Yochanan is concerned, the shtar that's mukdam, that's early, that's, we'll say, dated before the divorce took place, that kind of shtar has no relevance with regard to peiros, because as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, the Baal continues to have rights until he actually gives the get. And as far as Bas HaChosu is concerned, it's not reflecting the time she was actually divorced. Omar loch Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon lo ko'amino. Rabbi Yochanan says that when I said that the date is for Bas Achoso, I did not say that with Rabbi Shimon in mind. He ko'amino, when I gave the reason for Zman in a get, because of our desire to preempt the merciful husband married to his niece, Aliba de Rabbonan. I said that the reason for the dating is for Bas HaChoso, that I said within the Shita of the Rabbonan. Einochinami, according to Reb Shimon, the Bas HaChoso Hesber would not be effective, wouldn't be sufficient, because Reb Shimon is machshir a get that is predated by a day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we can see the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, the reason for the date is because of Peiros. Rabbi Yochanan, who mentioned Bas HaChoso, he never mentioned that within Rabbi Shimon. And as far as the Rabbanan are concerned, the reason for the date is because of the Bas HaChoso scenario, the merciful husband trying to save his immoral wife. So as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, we can see very clearly the difference between, or the point of controversy between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, where Rabbi Shimon says that he would say the reason for the date is because of Peiros, and the Rabbanan saying because of Bas HaChoso Elul Reish Lakish, my Iko Bein Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, said that the reason for the Zman in a get is because of Peiros, what's going to be the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? Why would Rabbi Shimon machshir get that mukdam, and why do the Rabbanan pasul? The Gemara answers. You want to know what the difference between the Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan according to Reish Lakish? Piri de mishas ksiva viad shas chasimo ikubinayu. Does the husband have rights to those fruits that developed between the time of the writing of the get and the time of the signing of the get? We take a look at Rashi. Ad shas chasima, fruits that were sold between the time of the writing of the get and the time of the signing, de la rabbonon lo bayo lemitraf elo mechasima ve'elech. According to the rabbonon, the woman has no right to seize from the lekuchos, from the purchasers of those fruits, other than from the signing of the divorce document onwards. Hilkoch muktam posel. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, a get that has an earlier date in it than was actually given is unfit. The chimafkele, when she produces the get with the early date in it, asiyol mitraf miyom ksiva, she's going to claim that she had a right to the fruits and the husband shouldn't have sold them from the time of the writing. The Savri, people will think bo bayom mechtam, that the day that it was written is also the day that it was signed. Well, if it's mukdam, you're giving too much strength to the woman in terms of her ability to collect peros that were sold. But according to Rabbi Shimon, as we've already said before, the woman had a right to collect from that early date, from the time that the husband even considered divorcing her, from the time he writes the get, he loses his rights to the peros. So as far as what is going to be the point of difference, according to Reish Lakish, whose whole reason for writing the date is a peros consideration, the point of difference will be those peros that were sold by the husband between the time of the writing and the time of the signing. Can the woman seize upon the purchasers? According to the Rabbanon, no, because husband has rights until the actual signing. And according to Rabbi Shimon, as soon as he thinks to divorce her, the husband loses the rights to the fruits, and she's allowed to seize the purchasers. The Gemara asks, "Va ibcha sham inon lehu?" But we've heard them, namely Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, say the opposite. The itmar meimosai motzi and leperos. From when does a woman have a right to seize fruits that were sold by her husband? Rabbi Yochanan omar mishas ksiva. Note the arrow that we have to the middle right hand side of the Gemara text and align it with the arrow above. According to Rabbi Yochanan over here, from the time that the get is written, the husband can seize upon the fruits. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Above we said, why did Rabbi Yochanan not accept Reish Lakish, who explained in terms of peros? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal continues having rights to the fruits until the actual giving of the get. Here, he stops having rights from the time the get is written. Reish Lakish amar mishas nesina, and here Reish Lakish is the one is saying that she only from the time of the giving of the get can she seize upon the purchasers, because up till the giving of the get, the husband had a right to sell, and she has nothing. She can't do anything about that. The Gemara answers apoch. You have to switch these around, and otherwise you can be left with the obvious contradiction. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a series marking, a diamond, and on the side under the Mivneh heading, we've noted Sidra Shel She'elos Shamashutav Bohem Inyan Shel Zman Beget. A series of questions. Common to the questions is the issue of the time written into a divorce document. Omar Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef Shloshe Gittin Psulim V'Niseis Havlad Kosher. There's a list of three kinds of divorce documents that are unfit, they're pusul. However, if the woman marries a second husband having received one of these gittin, the child that she bears with the second husband is legitimate. He's not a mamzer. Let us note, one of the three gittin, and we've written this between the lines, is a get that has witnesses signing it, but has no date in it. So we're saying, okay, it's called a get puzzle, but she's considered divorced, though. How do I know she's considered divorced? Because the child she has with the second husband is a kosher, a legitimate child. If she was not considered divorced, she'd be considered a married woman having a child with another man other than her husband. That's a mamzer. So now Abaye mentions to Rav Yosef, we have this teaching that there are three gittin that are posel midrabbanan, and one of them is a get that has witnesses signing it but has no date. Abaye asks, Ma ho'ilu chachomim betakonoson? If you're going to say that without the date, the get is still effective, so what benefit was there for the chachomim instituting the need for a date? When we're saying even without the date, the get's still effective. The Gemara answers, Ahanu, the takana of the Chachamim is effective the lechatchila lo tinosei, that if a woman received a get that has no date in it and she's going to come to us and ask, can I remarry? We would say no, you should not remarry. That's pre facto. If she already married, so we'll say that the child that she has with her second husband is legitimate, but as a primary choice, as a first choice, to say go ahead and get married with a dateless divorce document, that we wouldn't say. The Rashi says, "Ahanu d'lechatchilo tinosei." Rashi on the fourth line under the Gemara text, "V'kevon d'hochihu," and since this is the way it is, "I boy lichtoiv get below zman lechapoy salbas achoiso." If someone would want to write a get without a date in it, for the purpose of protecting his niece, olimkor beperos, or he wants to extend his power for selling fruits from nichsei malug. Lo kosfule sofrei hadayana v'lo chasmi ola asadi. Since l'chadchila, it has to have a date in it, so you're not going to find scribes that are going to play along with your plans. Let's go on in the Gemara. Gazia l'zmandi day. A man cut off the section of the get that had the time written in it. And then he gave that get with the cut out time to his wife. My, what is the din? Ramai are trickers, underhanded people. We don't take into consideration people like that. Let's go over this last issue in the Rashi. Gazie Lizman Vyave Nihalol. Liacha Shekosav Bozman, after husband wrote a get with a date in it, Chotcho, he cut out the date. Kidei Lechapoy Salbasa Chuso, in order to protect his niece, i.e., wife that behaved immorally, Oy Limkorba Peros, or he cut out the date so as to enable him to continue to sell Peros from his wife's properties. Fiave nihalal, and then gave her this get. Fiamrino de get shein bozman im nisus of vlad kosher, and we have said that a get that has no time in it, the woman, if she remarries, the child she has is kosher. Ushemitzi osoi harehi becheses mureshes v'lo miktol, and when she produces this get, she'll be considered having the status of a divorced woman and won't be subject to execution. Well, the same question as we asked before is, what's the value of having instituted a requirement for writing a date in there when he could always cut it off? So the Gemara answered, that isn't going to deter us from instituting writing a get, because we're not concerning ourselves with people who behave underhandedly. Ramai is a subterfuge, or a trickster. We aren't concerned. We don't make halachas taking them into consideration. The Gemara continues. Kosuv bo. Imagine a get that has some form of date written, but not to the day. A get has written in it shavua. This is a tricky word. Shavua is a reference to a Shemitah year, or in this case, a group of 7 years. Every group of 50 years, we call it a yovel, has in it 7 sabbatical cycles. So that one might write a get and say that this get was written in the third Shemitah, the third sabbatical cycle of the current yovel. Or Shona, a man writes in the get the year in which it was written. Or Chodesh, he writes the month in which it was written. Or Shabbos, he writes the week. Maybe like we have, we'd say the get written in the week of Parshas Mishpatim. So I know the week in which it was written. My, what is the, how does the halacha regard that? it's a get with a date, but it's not specific to the day. So doesn't that leave room for some, let's say, foul play? Omar le kosher. So he answers that's a kosher get. And Rashi says kosher lechatchila. You'll ask, why is it so kosher? Umahu ilu chachomim betakanosan. If you write in a get that this get was written and in a particular year, and you write the year in the document, the wife will pull out the get and say that I was divorced from the beginning of the year, when in fact she was still married to the end of that year, and in the meantime conducted acts of immorality, and she'll be spared because she has a get saying that she was divorced during that year. She'll claim she was divorced from the beginning of the year. The Gemara answers, Ahanu, and take note of the fact we have a long answer here, these general type dates have benefit l'shavua dekamei, regarding the, in the case of Shavua, is the sabbatical cycle. The date, if I say it, the get was written in the third sabbatical cycle of the current Yovel 50 year unit, a group of years, it helps for a woman. Remember the Bas HaChosa case? If we know that she conducted immorality during the second sabbatical cycle. She was divorced during the third sabbatical cycle, but one thing's for sure, during the second sabbatical cycle, she had still been married at the time. So she could be killed for immorality transgressed during the Shavua Dekameh, the previous sabbatical cycle. Ule Shavua Debasrei. There's also benefit with regard to the subsequent Shavua cycle, the fourth sabbatical cycle in our example. Namely, if the husband had sold fruits during the fourth sabbatical cycle, so she had already been divorced, the husband not having any rights to sell at that point. And she would be able to take her get and collect from those purchasers. The Elo Tema Hachi, if you don't accept this analysis regarding these general kind of dates, Yoma Gufe, when you have a truly accurately dated shtar, an accurately dated get to the day, still, Mi Yadinon Imit Safro Imit Panya, do we know whether she was divorced from the morning of that day or the evening or the afternoon of that day? So that if a woman pulls out a divorce document saying that she has been divorced on the 15th of the month, when did she actually get the get in her hand? Maybe in the late afternoon. She might have committed immorality in the morning hours, and technically speaking, she is liable to a death penalty. She'll take out the get with this rather accurate looking date in it and spare herself. So of what benefit is putting an accurate day in there? So the answer to that is, it's beneficial regarding the day before, if she has a divorce document with an actual date in it, and we know that she had immoral relations the day before, she will be subject to death penalty. Liuma bas debasrei, also regarding the following day, we know that the 15th is the date that appears in the shtar. If, let us say, the husband sold fruits on the 16th, he certainly had no right to sell fruits at that point. The woman, the wife, would be able to seize from the purchasers any fruits that the husband had sold on the next day. So just like when you're dealing with an accurately dated divorce document, it's still not dated to the second. Hachinami, so too when you're dealing with the more generally dated divorce documents, Ahani l'shavua dekamei u'l'shavua debasrei. It has benefit with regard to the previous sabbatical group of years, regarding immorality, she would be subject to a death penalty, and regarding the subsequent Shemitah cycle with regard to fruits that the husband had no right to sell. Omale Ravina Larava. Kasve, man wrote a get. We continue at the top of Daf Yud Ches. The Oisve Bekiste. And then he put it in his pouch. And it sat there for a long time. He wrote up a get, and he had it signed, all prepared, with the intention of giving it to her on a later date. Why did he do this? Well, you have a couple that had a great amount of strain, of feuding. His hope was that if she, as the wife, reconciles with him, so then things will be good. He doesn't have to throw out the get. But at the end of the story, it didn't work. And he, the husband, gave her this get. My. What is the din? So you have a get that was written way before, quite a bit before the actual divorce. She could have conceivably conducted immorality while still married, having not yet received the get. And when she's charged with immorality, she'll pull out the get with a much earlier date, indicating she's been divorced for quite a while. Omar Lay. So, Rova answers, the scenario that you have presented is totally unlikely. Lo maktim inish pur anusa lenafshei. For a man to divorce his wife is something that's considered negative. It's not to his benefit. And a person does not prepare puranus, negative things, earlier than the time he actually needs it. So you don't have to worry about that case. Omar Le Ravina Leravashi, Gittin Haboyin Mi Medina Sayam. Gittin that are brought from overseas, they're brought from a great distance. Demichtavi Benisan Velo Motu Ad Tishrei. They're written in Nisan, and they arrive only a half year later. Well, when you look at the date in it, she would be divorced a half year earlier. Ma ho'ilu chachomim betakonosam. If the chachomim established dates in order, for example, the case of basachoso, to prevent a husband from trying to save basachoso. But in this case, the date has been established, in effect, a half year before she's actually divorced. So even though they established a date, she could conduct herself immorally between Nisan and Tishrei and pull out the get and save herself. Omar Le, Hano Kolo Islehu. So Ravashi answers Ravina, Gittin that come from abroad have a kill. It's well known that they have a date that does not match the time of actual divorce, the time she actually received it. And therefore, in cases like that, if Gittin had come, we're going to insist on proof as to when the get came to her hands. Rashi says, Kola islu, bein inyan znus, u bein inyan peros, whether it's a matter of immorality or it's a matter of husband's rights to sell fruits, she'll have to bring proof when the get came to her hands. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.